Siegel in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
There's now a new app that is in the process of being created for people who don't like online dating, or they're scared to online date. They don't want their pictures plastered all over Match.com or Plenty of Fish, or if you want to use Tinder, whatever it may be. It's called Quit Looking, and this woman's trying to get funding for it. Basically, she said it's going to be a dating site without pictures. She wants people who, people like police officers, politicians, teachers, social workers, doctors, people who don't, again, want their face all over these websites being related to dating.
But the thing is, though, that aren't you just then just going on a blind date with someone? Doesn't that then cause another problem? Because just say, for argument's sake, you was on that app and, you know, you saw someone, whether it be male or female, and, you know, all the things that they like, you like, and, you know, you just seem to be kind of like ticking all the right boxes for you. So you set up a date, and then when you go on this date, they're like just nothing like you thought they were going to be. And then you have that awkward situation where you have to try to get out of that date.
That builds character, though.
Finding
believable lies builds character. How do you meet people, though? Like, I have a friend who's single. She's like, don't you know anybody who's single? No, I was it until...
Yeah.
I was the only one in Delaware I knew that was single.
It just seems to be really complicated now. And I don't know why that is. I mean, it just...
And they always say, you know, you don't meet the love of your life in a bar, and I guess that's true. But if you, where else do you go? Let's say, I want to hear from somebody who's single. 424-1234. Where do you go to meet people if you don't go to a bar? My aunt's friend used to always give me advice, and she would say, you have to get a routine. You have to stick to the same schedule. If you're going to go to the gym Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 o'clock, you go every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 o'clock, and you don't change from that, because people will see you there over and over again.
Yep.
They'll start to feel comfortable with you, and then if they're checking you out, like if you're going to go to the grocery store Saturday at 7 o'clock at night, you always go to the grocery store Saturday at 7 o'clock at night, which that's not even manageable for me.
No. And I don't think that's manageable for anybody now, because everybody has so many different things going on.
And then you show up and you just keep showing up to the grocery store at 7 o'clock on Saturday, hoping somebody will see you across the produce section and say, you know what, I've seen her here for 3 months, I should talk to her.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know now, with the amount of things that we hear that goes on, etc., whether people are actually up for blind dating anymore. I think it's just because there's so many scary people out there. I don't know.
You think everybody's Googling everybody? Everybody wants to know.
Yeah, you know, we're in that mindset now of checking people out before.
I refuse to do that. I refuse to Facebook stalk. I refuse to Google, because anything I want to know, I'll find out when I'm supposed to find out. Because you start to prejudge somebody when you don't know, you know, you don't know anything about them.
Yeah, it's just so different now.
Like, if you Googled me and saw my arrest record, you're going to judge me off the time I got arrested at 18 for being drunk in public. That's not fair.